Good afternoon, Muskegon. It is May the 12th, 2023. Hi, it is Torn at 2, and I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. Let's do me a favor. Grab your phone for the people that are watching. I know some of you are driving, and what I need you to do is I need you to go to WVS. Well, you're on that site anyway. Anyway, share it to your page now. Also, for some of you YouTube people, you can watch us on YouTube on WVS, Facebook page as well. So many things, so many ways that you can watch us. An important day. And let me do some housekeeping first. My guest today is the clerk of the city of Muskegon Heights, and I have on for... I chose her for a special reason. Why? Because she's the clerk of Muskegon Heights, so we got to take care of our political business that we normally take care of, number one. Number two, it is a couple things is happening, activities, Juneteenth, and there are other activities. And this person is very, very involved. She is a go-getter. She believes they're in the community, and she helps out. Number three, she's a mom, and it's Mother's Day. And I want to say this before she gets on about Mother's Day. The 27th of May will be exactly, it's anniversary for my mom. She died when she was 50. Yeah. And so it's going to be 30 years since she passed away. And I've been looking on, as I've been looking on Facebook and stuff like that, there have been built more tributes to people who have lost their mothers, or there have been more people that have passed away. And just this week, and we're losing more and more people. I can say this. I only wish that my mom was here. But what gives me faith is that I know where she is. My mom and my grandmother, who were born on the same day, both of them are gone. Let me say this before I get my guests on. If you have your mom, you are blessed. And I know that moms can definitely drive you there sometimes. But remember, you have your mom. Just food for thought. Weather outside is 78 degrees. This week, 78 today, 76 tomorrow, Sunday, 68 degrees, no chance of rain. Looks like for all this week. Now, my guest, wonderful person, go-getter, loves our community, the clerk of Muskegon Heights. As I always say, put your hands together for our guest, Miss Jennifer Ross. How are you doing today?
What's up, G-Man? I am doing good. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. What about you, before we get into this clerk business, what have you seen? And we'll talk more about Mother's Day at the end of the show.
Okay.
What do you have to say about, tributes and stuff? And because you see the good. And then you hear a lot of people that go, I want to slap my mom right now. I'm like 5 seconds away from losing my Christianity. And I just go, wow.
I share your sentiments in that. I'd say the same thing. I, too, lost my mom at an early age. She was only 48 when she passed away, and I was 28. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll be 45 on Monday. So it's been 17 years. And she was an amazing person. And she wasn't around, when I started having children. So, that was a big piece that was missing for me. But of course I had my grandmother. So, and godmother and, just I have been surrounded by a group of women all my life who have just inspired and mentored and all of that. So even though my mom wasn't here, I still had women in my life who were very involved. So so.
Okay, so we'll do a tribute to the moms at the end of the show.
Okay.
You took on a job as the clerk of Muskegon Heights.
Yes, I did.
And the fact that you're still smiling is just a blessing.
Yes, people all the time, and I mean all the time, multiple times a week, ask me, how's it going? How are things? How do you like it? Well, if you knew me before I took this position, you know that I've been involved in government. I've been involved in the community. So this was something that I'm not gonna say was right up my alley, but it was a job that I think, I'm okay with. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning so much. I mean, learning so much every day. There is something different and something new. And the state of Michigan has been phenomenal with training. And anytime I have questions about anything, elections or anytime I have questions, there's a really, really good support group from the municipal clerks in the county. And we meet once a month. So if there's any questions that I have, the ladies and gentlemen, for the surrounding area, those clerks are always there to answer. So.
And you guys do a great job of working together. Now you have our sister, Carrie
Yes,
Wood Jenkins
Karen
now.
Bowie. Yes. And what's interesting? And I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but when I took this job, she was one of the first people that I called. Just for some words of advice, just some encouragement, just some what should I do, where should I start? Because there wasn't like a manual or anything laid down for me, or even someone to help me with the transition. So I went in blind, if you will. So she was one of the first people that I called, and we had a long chat. And so when I saw her a couple of weeks ago at our monthly clerks meeting, I said, "Look how things come around." Because now, you told me this was something, you'd step away from, and here you are. Here you are. So, and I'm so happy that she is. I'm so happy that she is. Like I said, she was available for any questions that I had in the beginning, and she's still available now. So I am extremely happy that she, took on the role in taking out the rest of Nancy Waters' term. So.
Okay, so you just finished the election.
Yes. This is my second one. So I've only been there, what, 8 months? And this is my second election already. So, when you hit the ground running, you hit the ground running.
What were the results to that election? What election was that you just had?
This was the school millage. So it was just the MAISD for the majority of the city. We only have a small portion of our city that is actually in Mona Shore School District. So they had a couple of different things on the ballot, which I think was their own school millage plus the MAISD. And I can't remember what the other two were,
I think
but
they all pass.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
But for us, it was just the MAISD school millage, and
And actually, that was a renewal.
yes.
Okay. You got some elections coming up. What do you got coming up?
So for the city of Muskegon Heights, we do have another election coming up in November. The seats that are up this year are the mayor's seat, and then we also have three council seats that are up for election this year. So
Okay.
looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a it's going to I think we're going to have some good people come out and pick up packets, which packets are available at the clerk's office. If you're interested in running, you can get petitions at the clerk's office Monday through Thursday. And
What's the deadline for people on those races?
July 25th to be put
Okay.
on the ballot. Yeah,
Okay.
so we got to get your stuff back in before July 25th and get your signatures verified. I always suggest to people to, get the petition signed. Go walk your community, meet the people that you are seeking the votes from.
Right.
So the petition or the petitions are available in the clerk's office.
Now, it was funny because we had Karen on and we had Melvin on, and they said how things, like you said, how things turn. And now they're back in their positions, and they said, now you need to get back into politics. I don't think people can take my temperament.
Well, listen, people are becoming famous off temperaments now. We all have seen Good Brother Maze.
Oh, very, very true. If that was the case, definitely. Because I'm about to tell you like it TIS what's going on. So you not only is you the clerk. I mean, the clerk has to deal with the commission, and that from taking notes to what are the things that you have to do with the commission?
So I am responsible for basically getting the agenda together, seeing what items are going to go on the agenda. And we do that in collaboration with the council members and the city manager and other department heads. And taking minutes for each meeting, making sure taking the vote when it's time to vote for things, as well as keeping all the vital records for the city
Has
and
that
running elections
and run elections and other special things and stuff like
yeah,
that.
and making sure people are renewing their business licenses, and which is that time. So if you do own a business in the city of Muskegon Heights and you haven't re-registered your license for this year, it's time. And those applications can also be picked up in the clerk's office.
That's funny that you mentioned that because as driving through the thing, I'll see people having put up a barbecue stand and them going like they don't have a license.
They do, though. They do. You would be surprised.
I mean,
Yeah.
a few of them I've seen just kind of pop up and then they disappear.
Well, the ones that are like in permanent spots, they have their licenses. They are 100% legit and they're good with the city. So,
Talk about how important that is, though.
I mean, well, it's extremely important. First and foremost, we want to make sure that you're good with the health department. So, we're going to check all that as well. Make sure that you have all your paperwork, your insurances, and trust me when I say we welcome you to the city of Muskegon Heights. We welcome you. We're looking forward to also hopefully collaborating and doing some more things at the farmers market for food trucks, similar to some of the areas in the community that have the food truck rallies and things of that nature. So we're just looking to utilize more space in the Heights for positive things.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this because I find myself being an advocate for Muskegon Heights about there's so many negative things that the people hear and they don't even know. They don't have a clue about the people. You have a few bad apples everywhere. Everywhere. You have issues everywhere. But it just talk about the good people of Muskegon Heights.
Well, we are the city of friendly people. So there are plenty of good residents, good neighbors, and people that actually care about the things that are going on in our community. We've seen an increase in people coming to council meetings, and just making us aware or making the council aware of some of their concerns. So we also welcome that too. Council meets every second and fourth Monday at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. So, if you do have any questions or concerns, or council members are also available to meet personally. So, we just encourage everyone to be active in the community. It's one thing to complain. And that's all you're gonna do is complain. Like, we know the roads are jacked up. That's been the common complaint. The roads. And we know that. We drive them too. So, but there are steps being taken, and I think we can see some of the progress here in the last year that's happening. Now, is it all gonna get done at once? No, absolutely not. It is going to be a process, and we're just saying, bear with us and give us some kudos for the things that are happening. We understand the things that we don't have any control over right now, but give us some kudos for the things that are happening.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's talk about some of the things that have happened and are happening.
Okay. Well, so we've had some new businesses open up. That's always a positive thing. We've seen an increase in the number of food trucks. We've seen Miss Corinne move her business back to Muskegon Heights. We're so happy to have her. More recently, too, there is a pallet store. Some people might not know this on Sherman Street, right off of Seaway, in between Seaway and Temple. So that's another new business that we have. There is going to be a car lot opening up on Peck Street. So people are bringing their business to Muskegon Heights. It may not be at the rate that we'd like it to be, but it is happening. And so that's just some of the positive things that are happening. And we've seen, like I said, some of the roads that are being repaired right now, and that's a bigger issue than just the surface of the road. They're actually going in and repairing and replacing water lines, which was something else that needed to happen.
Which
So
takes time.
it does take time. It does take time. Some of these projects started in the fall of last year and are just now being completed, So
And
everything takes
if you look at on Peck Street, I mean, you've seen the blight, you've seen buildings being torn down to make space for businesses coming in.
Yes, the shops on Sherman. One example, Mr. Roan, who was very persistent about getting that corner, getting all the work done, all of the testing and everything done prior to tearing the building down. Now he's very adamant and he's very involved in placing a new building there. So we look forward to the shops on Sherman happening soon as well.
What kind of shops did they talk about doing in that spot?
Now that I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to Mr. Roan about that, but I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, it'll be a level of retail and then levels of residential. So
Do me a favor, talk to our listeners, and if you have a question, go to Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook on WVS 103.7 to be Facebook site, or M106 if you have a question for Jen. But talk to people about the cooperation between all of you city clerks, between Karen now and you. I mean, you guys work together. It's amazing the bond that you guys have.
It, you know what? It really is. And then that there's a bond locally, and there is like a statewide clerks Facebook group. The ones here locally, we all share an email thread, so we're in constant contact. About different things going on. The election was one thing last week that we were talking about. And now with the passing of Prop 2 this past November, that's another thing that we're constantly talking about because legislation still hasn't been completely set for the implementation of Prop 2. So we meet once a month. We have lunch all together once a month at different municipality buildings to talk about the things that are happening in our community and the things that we're responsible for in our office. So again, a phenomenal group of people throughout the county.
Now talk to us a little bit about, for people that don't know about Prop 2.
Okay. Well, so Prop 2, one of the things that were passed with the passing of Prop 2 is 9 days of early voting. So that's where you can go and vote via absentee. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, you can early vote in a precinct 9 days before an election. For municipalities, it posts a little bit of a challenge because that's expensive, because we would have to have a fully staffed polling location. for
nine
9 days straight.
days.
Yes, and that includes weekends. So, you know, that can get a little expensive. So hopefully we can collaborate on a county level and come up with something where we can have a central location for the residents of the county to come. So that hasn't been passed or set in stone yet, but it's something that's being worked on, hopefully. But again, like I said, I've gone to two trainings in the last 2 months, and both times there was someone there to speak about Prop 2, and there's just not a lot of information about what's already set in stone about it. It is so people that do file or vote absentee, you're used to getting that application every time it's time to vote. So one thing that Prop 2 did is you'll get one application this year or early next year, and you'll be a permanent absentee voter. You'll get a ballot every time. Some people don't want that, though. Mm-hmm. Some people want to pick and choose what elections that they vote in. So, again, we're just waiting on our wonderful elected officials in Lansing to give us some more clarity about, you know, exactly what this is going to entail and how it's going to affect the municipalities.
Especially, they got to get this decided before next year, which is the big election.
Big, yeah, yeah. Presidential elections are always huge, and we do have one coming up in 2024. So, and then that's when it's supposed to start, with the 9 days of early voting. So we were trying to give it a test run for this November, and see how it is going to work out. So that's still in the works too. So
I want you to explain now. I'm going to throw you a fastball.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Keeping your cool. Cause everybody has a right to watch the polls and watch the process and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it seems like people pick and choose what process or cities or municipalities they want to be in, and they choose to, for lack of better words, try people's nerves.
Yes. They do. They really, really do. I actually was able to last August, for the primary election, I spent that whole election day in the city of Muskegon with Ann Meesh. And when I tell you, she demonstrated every level of professionalism with those people who, you know, were there to, you know, ruffle some feathers, I'll say. But every level of professionalism, and you just simply point out what the rules are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing is that you have your right to be at the polls. You have your right to watch the process. Mm-hmm. The thing that gets on my nerves, you don't have the right to just sit up there and bother people and bother the process.
And there are rules in place. Like, you know, there is no campaigning within 100 feet of the entrance. So, you know, you can go out, you know, into the far end of the parking lot, but you can't harass people who are going to vote. You can't intimidate. You know, voting is a right for everyone over the age of 18. So
is that something that's one of those things that you just have to pray about to get through, because you want to, like I said, you want to go to the south side of Christianity and get your fingers and lay hands in the name of Jesus. I'm going to lay hands on them.
You know, like I said, you just keep a level of professionalism, and people are going to try you all the time. You know, even sometimes not at the polls, maybe even in your own office, want some things from you. So, you know, it happens. People are entitled to whatever. And here's the thing. And I was in retail for retail management for 25 years. So one thing I've learned is you never know what type of day somebody else is having. Right. And then by the time they get to you, Maybe they are ready to blow up. Ain't got nothing to do with you. You know, you being mad at me ain't my problem. You need to figure out what's going on. Now, I could try to help you,
Right.
but you know, it is, that's it, just that's just how it is.
So right now you are getting yourself ready because 24 is going to be an interesting year for
Very,
clerk's office.
very, very. Which is another reason why we have to get more clarification on
Prop
Prop
two.
2. And you know, we just is we really it's really going to take some good preparation, and you know, maybe even some more training for our election inspectors as far as what to expect. Because we saw a little bit of it last year for the governor's race. You know, people wanting to come in and take pictures of different things, and you know, that's not permissible. So we did have people sitting at the polls all day, which, you know, poll watching is absolutely permissible. So with your with credentials now. You can't
Right,
just
with
random
credentials.
with
Right.
credentials. But it's absolutely permissible. We welcome it, you know, again, you kill them with kindness. You know, I understand that the people that were there watching the polls were there to do a job, essentially. They were there to do a job.
Right.
So
So let me say this, and so let me put the disclaimer out there. The following views are the views of Gregory T. Roberts and not Jen Ross or the city of Muskegon Heights or city of Muskegon or the county clerk. They're my views and my views only. If you have a problem with the next couple seconds, see me, text me, write me, I'll give you your phone number. Now, Jen, you out of this right now. Listen, you knuckleheads, you do not have, there is a process when it comes down to this system. We are a government. This system is put out there for we can elect people to be in office. You do not have the damn right to sit up there and bother people that work at clerk office that volunteer to make sure that the election process, like poll watchers, you do not have the damn right to bother them, harass them, or just get on their nerves. Now, if you are one of these individuals, get a life. Read the rules and let the process work. Now, that was brought to you by Gregory T. Roberts. If you have a problem, see me. Thank you very much. Okay, Jen, I'm back to
that was a wonderful TED talk there.
you. Oh, okay. So that's everything that a clerk wanted to say but can't say. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay, never mind. All right. So, Jen, there's other stuff going on. Let's talk about some of the other stuff that's happening. You got
Yeah.
June. Yeah, you got a ton of stuff.
Listen, it's going to be a busy summer. So I want to encourage all of our entrepreneurs to get ready. It's going to be so much for you to showcase your talents at this summer, starting with Kaya's Block Party. So
My block party.
the Block Party is the US Cafe is celebrating 3 years. This year, and so this will be the third annual Us Cafe Block Party hosted by Miss Kaya Thornton herself and her staff over there, Chef Stace and Erica. So that is happening on Saturday, May 27th.
Okay.
So the vendor sign-ups is up. There is a Block Party Facebook page where you can go and sign up to be a vendor. It's $30 for regular vendors, 50 for food vendors, and we, you know, don't turn anybody away. This is a great way to get your business out there. It's attended by hundreds of people, and we really just have a good time. There's a DJ, multiple food trucks, vendors. So we encourage everybody to come out and hang out with us that day. The actual block party itself starts at 12, and we go 12 to 6 that day. Right there on the corner of Barney and Maffitt at the US Cafe, 2300 Maffitt Street. And if you have any questions, you can contact me. If you have any questions about vending, you can contact me and we can get you together.
Okay. And I mean, if you're a vendor or somebody, that is cheap.
Now, oh my goodness. So here's the thing, and people tell me that all the time, your events, you don't charge a lot of money for your vendors. Well, I'm not in it to make money. The events are for you. They're for the entrepreneurs.
Right.
They're not for me. I'm just providing a place and a space. So, but again, this is a very well attended event. We're into the third year now. So we encourage everyone to sign up and come on out and just have a good time. And for the public, come on out and shop the vendors. That's a holiday weekend. You'll have family in town. Come out and show them what Muskegon has to offer.
Okay, so you got that, then that you said that's the 27th.
That is May 27th. Yep, 20. It's going to be at 2300 Maffitt Street in the great, great city of Muskegon Heights.
It's a great event, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's a good time. It's a good time. It's like a little family reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
So
you will.
you got that coming up on the 27th. Then we got Juneteenth.
Then we go into Juneteenth in June. So again, this is the third annual for Mona Lake, but it's the fourth for the fireworks. So we're gonna go with third. So it's a third annual Juneteenth celebration. As you guys know, PA and 103.7 The Beat started a Juneteenth celebration years ago. It was usually down at Smith Ryerson Center. Wonderful event, good turnout. Now PA is like living in different countries and stuff. So, we decided, hey, we could take up some of that slack if you'll let us and create this event. So, like I said, going into the third year, it is a 3-day event. This is the second year that we've partnered with the Muskegon Rotary Club
Nice.
for the opening night, which is the 16th. So June the 16th. There will be a free community mixer.
Is
So
that's that Thursday or that Friday?
that is that Friday.
So
Yeah.
we might need to do our show from there.
We can. I think we went,
Yeah,
I was on air with you last year,
you
but
guys were
it's
on.
really, really windy. So we got to get a tent or something, which we'll have one out there. So,
Okay.
yep. So it kicks off that Friday at 5 o'clock. Again, that is a free event for the community. Bring the kids out, parents, grandparents. It is for the family. There'll be community resource partners there. There'll be free food, free games for the kids, free bounce houses, free slushies, free cotton candy. We have the mobile gaming unit. Miss Erica Bell's mobile gaming unit will be out there for the kids as well. So, again, shout out to Muskegon Rotary Club for their contribution to the community and their contribution to Juneteenth with sponsoring that community mixer on the opening night.
Talk a little bit when people are trying to get rid of history. Why is it so important that they know about Juneteenth?
Well, I mean, where do I start? Like that particular event just goes to show how they try to keep us down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 2 years. 2 years before the news reached Texas that that slavery was over. The slaves were free. So, this is definitely a part of history that we have to keep alive.
Wait a minute. What do you say to those people that we don't need to teach that anymore because it makes us feel our kids feel bad and it makes us feel bad?
Well, then you ain't teaching it the right way or something. Like that to me, that's what I would say. You must not be teaching it the right way because they shouldn't feel bad. They should actually feel a sense of empowerment for what they can be and where they can go. This is where we came from. There weren't many who, made it through the process. And then especially when you do like your ancestry and your DNA, you can only go back so far. That should really hit you.
Oh, I trust me, I know, I've done mine.
Yeah, so have I. So, you know, that should really hit you. We're not equal, we weren't equal. We're working on it. But yeah, I teach my kids all the time. Me and my daughter sat here this morning and she was sick. She said she was sick this morning. So so she stayed home with me today and we watched a documentary about Cleopatra. Right. And she was all into it. She was, you know, so you have to give that information and share that knowledge at home. And my sons asked me probably a week ago, are you doing Juneteenth this year? I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they look forward to it. And I look forward to sharing more history with them about it and about how things were. And again, encouraging them to do more and be better.
Okay, I got to do this again. The following views is brought to you by Gregory T. Roberts and not Jen Ross. If you have a problem with them, please see Gregory T. Roberts or contact me. Do not contact the radio station. Do not contact Jen Ross. Contact Gregory T. Roberts. Now, I want to talk to you about Juneteenth and slavery and its history. It happened. You people did it. And the thing is, if you want to whitewash history and get stuff out of books because you feel bad, shut the hell up. This is history. It happened. You start teaching people history. Don't get rid of history. You teach the damn book. Now, that was brought to you by Gregory T. Roberts and back to Jim Ross. Okay.
Yeah, don't pick what parts of history you want to teach. If you're going to teach it all.
It makes us feel bad. Really?
Yeah.
It makes you feel bad? Okay. All right. Well, we weren't there. Okay. All right. Did you receive any inheritance or wealth or anything from your past people?
Mm-hmm. So how long has that land been in your family?
Yeah, how long has that land been in your family?
Right.
And what about that 40 acres and the mule that we still waiting on?
Right.
Yeah. And here's another one that bothers me, and I can see the numbers are going down because I'm just going to tell it like it is that do you know that we talk about reparations, right? It's not that we're trying to get a hand out. We're just trying to get what is ours. But here's the thing. Do you know that slave owners got reparations after never mind. Okay. Back to you, Jen. What else happened?
All right. So that is what's happening on Friday night. Again, I want to shout out the Muskegon Rotary Club for their sponsorship that night. And then on Saturday, we are putting together a comedy show.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, just a comedy show. Saturday is going to be more geared toward the adults. We got 2 days for the family, but Saturday, you know, we want the adults to come out and kick it. So we're putting together a comedy show to start at 8:00. The Black Expo is also that day downtown at the Van Dyke Mortgage Center. So we want everyone to go down to the Black Expo. Miss Lachey Simmons does an excellent job with the Black Expo every year. And so go down and enjoy that. And then when you get done down there, let's kick it. Let's hang out.
And that usually sells out. I mean, as far as vendor space, usually runs out of vendor space.
Yep. I think I saw a post today. I think she said there's 82.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's phenomenal. So, yeah, go down there. Spend some money with those vendors, keep, you know, circulate those dollars in our community. Mm-hmm. And then when you get done, come on out to Mona Lake Park. And we'll have a comedy show for you about 8:00. We also have DJ Young DJing that evening, out at the park for us. So, and then Sunday we have another full day and Sunday is a family, oriented day. So we have gospel this year. That's something new. We didn't do that last year. Yeah. So we're going to do gospel music at 3:30. And so be looking for information on a community choir coming from the Reverend Brandon Davis, who is the director of VIP. I asked him, we talked about it last year. And so when I called him this year and said, hey, Brandon, remember we talked about remember when we talked about doing a gospel?
I'm laughing because I know that voice from Jen. Anytime that, hey, G-Man. I know that voice. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm lucky, though, when people do hear that voice, they're like, what can I do, sis? They're not like, hey, what you want now? So I'm like, PA is the same way. Hey, bro.
Don't worry. He'll be flying in on his private jet. He'll be there.
Yeah, for sure.
He'll be making appearance. Now, what day is the fireworks going to be on?
So fireworks are always on that Sunday, and that's what closes out the weekend. So again, on that Sunday, we're starting with gospel. So, oh, that's what I was talking about. So be on the lookout for a community choir rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a choir that anyone is invited to sing in. And again, that's going to be led by Reverend Brandon Davis. So some information about the rehearsal should be coming out soon. And that is going to kick off at 3:30 that day. And then we are also going to have vendors on that Sunday. We'll have food trucks out there. After the gospel, we'll segue into some jazz.
Nice.
We'll segue into some jazz. I haven't pinned down an artist yet. For that, but I do have a couple of options, so
I can help you with that. Call me.
Okay. All right. Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna call you. We gonna talk. Okay. That Sunday, Sunday evening, probably around 6 o'clock, we'll get into some jazz and do about an hour and a half of jazz, and then at 8 o'clock, we have our very own Unique Soul, closing out the day and leading us into the fireworks.
That is a lot of entertainment.
That's what, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention Big Daddy Fox. He's going to be on Friday night.
I got to talk to him as well.
Yeah.
So I might see you 2 days.
Okay. Yep. Big Daddy Fox is going to be there on Friday night. I forgot to mention that. He's going to be performing with the Rotary or for the Rotary Club Mixer. So he comes on at 6 o'clock and he's going to perform until 9 until the mixer is over. So, yeah, you know, I love live music. Everybody knows I love live music. I love live band. I'm a former band geek, you know, under the direction of the great Robert Moore.
Yeah.
At Muskegon Heights High School.
Green so, Book.
Yes. See? So I love live music, and I just love to have it at events. So this whole weekend, you know, that's what it's geared toward, is just live music and having entertainment and being with your family and, you know, bring your lawn chairs out and just hang out and have a good time.
And can we make this clear? This event is just not about one group or one race. This is about us coming together.
It's a community event, you know. Actually, this year we are partnering also with the city of Muskegon. So they have come on as a vendor and are co-sponsoring our fireworks. So
nice.
City of Norton Shores is on board. And so, you know, I did reach out to different municipalities and say, I want this to be a West Michigan event.
Great.
So it is not just the city of Muskegon Heights. It's not just the city of Muskegon. It is for everyone to come out. Everyone. Bring your kids, bring your grandparents, parents, you know, it's for the whole family. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there. It was just such a joy last year to see like whole generations of families out there having a good time,
right,
dancing and, you know, they had their lawn chairs. They were all hanging out together. So we look forward to that again this year.
Oh, wonderful. That's why you're here. You're a go-getter. And we really appreciate what you do for the community. Now, It is 2:45. We gotta ask you to put on another hat because you talked about motherhood. Talk about what it means to be a mom.
Oh man, so you're talking to somebody who never thought they would be somebody's parent. I never thought I'd be somebody's parent. I really, really didn't. But it has been a game changer, life changer. It might have even saved my life. I don't know. But I love it. I love my children. They get on my nerves. I got teenagers now.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay. They get on my nerves, but I love every little hair on their head. They really done tested my gangster.
Wait a minute. What did you say? They have tested your gangster.
They have tested my gangster. They tested it. They daddy told my boys, my two oldest are boys. They are 13 and 12. And they dad told them, listen, them the problems you don't want with your mama. So straighten up. But we rolling with it. Oh, go ahead. I'm
I think about the days with my mom, and it's just like coming from domestic abuse and all that kind of stuff. But I think about the worst whooping, although I was beat like a cartoon with my dad. But my mom only had to swat me on the butt once, and that hurt me so bad because she had to go there with me.
And I, you know what, I think it that's how it happens here too. But I always have to tell them, like, when I start cussing, we in trouble. You
Don't
know,
let a tear fall down.
don't listen, don't let's not get to that point. And I told them, hey, y'all ain't about to stress me out. No, just get up and do what I told you to do. So, and parenthood, motherhood, it's a challenge, especially in today's time.
Oh, preach us past the plate.
It's a challenge. Unfortunately, we've seen some young brothers, lose their lives here in the community in the last couple of weeks. So, it is a challenge to raise your kids correctly, and so that hopefully things like that don't happen. But my heart goes out to those parents who even did it right and that still happens,
And
because
it's
that
still,
happens.
you could do everything right 24/7, 365 days, and if a stray bullet or a bullet just comes flying. Let's talk about how do you talk to your boys about those kind of things, staying out of those situations?
They've known a couple of the younger ones that this has happened to. And one thing about me, I'm keeping it real with them. And unfortunately, this is not just our community. People keep saying there's a dark cloud over Muskegon. There's a dark. You could grow up in a different community and the same thing is happening. So
Everywhere.
yeah, it just hits us more because we're such a small community. But the same things are happening all over the place. I mean, come on, there was a young man in Grand Rapids a couple of days ago, fourth grade, caught with a pistol. So, these are happening all over the place. Unfortunately, it's just the times that we live in. We've,
And the conversation that these kids are happening are just horrendous. And it all starts home at home, but the homes are being divided and multiplied, and we don't get a chance to talk to our kids, but we have to talk to our kids about certain things that other people do not.
You have to. You have to. You have to keep it real with your kids. Ain't no sugarcoating it, especially not for me. Ain't no sugarcoating it. I didn't get it sugarcoated. My mama told me like it was.
Anybody that know me, it was no sugar in the house to talk about no sugar coating. Don't even talk about sugar coating. For any kid I've coached, grew up under my roof, it was no sugar coating.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Nope. Yep. So.
But at the end of the day, you got to say that they being a mother is got to
Yeah.
be special.
It is. It is. It's so funny because when I was, in my 20s and early 20s, it wasn't nothing for me to go drop a couple $100 on a pair of shoes or if I saw some new boots or a purse I wanted, I'm going. Yeah, but these kids will humble you on down, and I've been carrying the same purse for a year now. I never thought that I would give so selflessly. But I, again, I want the best for them. I want them to have a good life. I want them to be educated. I want them to still know the real. You know what I'm saying? Like, know real things are happening out here right now. You know, how you choose to do things, the crowds you hang around, everything plays a factor in what could be the outcome. So, just do the best you can. Their dad and I expect good things from them. So, and I appreciate that they see me doing the work. And they ask questions.
You just said something you expect. Here's the bar. I expect you. I saw I can't think of what show it was, and the kid asked his dad for an allowance, and then the dad went into like a 15-minute conversation. I allow you to stay at this house.
Right.
I allow
I
you to eat. I allow you to sleep here. I allow you. I mean, just within the 15 minutes about allowing. But
Yeah.
talk about the kids and I know we're running out of time, but the kids have this certain thing that they are entitled, and you have to
Whew.
explain to them that they're entitled or what they're supposed to get.
So that has that issue has been brought up in my home before. Or the that's not fair. Well, what's fair is, what's not fair is I go work a 10-hour, 12-hour day if I got a meeting or something, and I come home and there's dishes in my sink. And you know that that's your chore. What's not fair is yo shorts on the bathroom floor after I done worked all day. That's what's not fair. You constantly asking me for something. Constantly. I need a game card. I need this. I need that. And then I ask you for the minimal. And sometimes it's a struggle. Yeah,
And
no.
if talk a little bit more about
I
that,
don't
because
do the entitlement thing.
I'll set up, and my wife's one favorite show is Dr. Phil, and then I have this bad kid gone amok, and this bad kid, Dr. Phil, you're the only, and I'm sitting up just, I could be in a dead sleep and wake up like, because of the entitlement, because you didn't raise them, you spoiled them, there was no discipline, you didn't get them to school, you didn't talk to them. I can go on.
It's interesting that you said that because I posted a meme. I want to say it was like last week or the week before I posted on Facebook and said that we're too busy. We're so busy trying to give our kids the things we didn't have that we forget to give them the things that we did have. And when I saw that, it like resonated with me, because all of us grew up different. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with a single mom who worked, two and three jobs sometimes. So I may not have me and my siblings We may not have had the flyest clothes or the best gear, all that. But when it came time to the things that matter, our extracurricular activities, paying for us to travel and attend events, or I was in band, my sister was in band, we got instruments, those things is those are what matter. She made it happen.
And the lean times, I mean, we had Hamburger Helper without the hamburger. I mean,
Listen,
but
you know what? I'm so burnt out on Hamburger Helper, I refuse to cook it as an adult. I refuse because I was the oldest, so if my mom was at work and it was dinner was left up to me, that was the go-to, something simple. So, man,
What'd you say?
you just made my stomach hurt.
I can't find a box of hamburger half open in your
No.
J
Now,
oh.
I will make it from scratch. I will make it from scratch, though. I will make a cheese sauce and brown some meat and some noodles and put my own seasoning in there, but I'm not opening that box, dog.
Jen, look, it's 2:56. Talk to people about that. This is gonna be a hard weekend. I lost my mom 27. You lost yours 28. I lost my grandmother. I lost my dad. I was the executive of all three of them. This can be a hard week. A hard weekend for them. Talk a little bit about that.
So for me, it is about cherishing, the legacy that I'm starting now. You know what I'm saying? And what I have with my children. My mother was the sweetest woman. Stern when she had to be. I think I was probably 16 last time I got them hands put on me, but and it was my own fault. I couldn't even be mad. But so it, for those who have lost a parent and have to deal with that this weekend, just for me, it's, let me embrace and cherish what I have now. I always have those memories with my mom. And now I get to create and have some memories with my own children. So they just don't know. We Their gift to me is deep cleaning the house this weekend. So
But
so
you're
I'm
pa
gonna have a good Mother's Day.
that's right, that's right. But you're passing the legacy down from what you done, from what you learned.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think for everybody out there that is dealing with the loss or dealing with some struggles and stuff like that, if listen, don't think about because people will think about what was taken. Think what was given to you. You were
Absolutely.
given, and all the things I think about what my mom did and sacrifice and stuff like that for us to have life, but more so the love and the things that she did in spite of what she was going through, that
Yes.
could be passed down. Jen Ross, my lady, my girl. I appreciate you. I'll be seeing you soon. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there. Happy Mother's Day to the aunties that fill in the gap, because I was the auntie before I was a mother. So, happy birthday to the new moms. Happy birthday to the moms whose children may not have made it. Happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Just let's have a great time this weekend. And it's my birthday weekend too, so I'm really gonna.
Okay, call. Let me know where you'll be at.
All right, we'll be at the Us Cafe this afternoon, so we're
All
having
right.
a little day party.
All right. Listen, I'm going to take this second. I know it's 3 o'clock. It's Mother's Day weekend. Like Jen said, happy Mother's Day to anyone that has served in any capacity. But I also want to say this. If you are a mother and or not a mother, We need you to step up in that role right now because we need to come together to fill that void in the village. Because
Absolutely.
our kids are facing some of the most tough decisions that they have ever faced in their life. And it's going to take us coming together, not divided, but come together to help the problem. Listen, it's Mother's Day weekend. Go sow a seed into your mother's life. And y'all talk, we talk to you later. This has been
Right.
Torn to Two, Mother's Day weekend. Take care. God bless. Love you, Jen.
Oh, love you too, G man. I
We
appreciate
appreciate what you do. We appreciate you do. All right, guys, we're done. We'll see you next week.
All right.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Camfident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mazen Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeats. For more information, call